Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰米告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to 潘吉杰米告诉你，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, this is Jason.
今天呢，我们算是美国流行文化 American Pop Culture 的一集节目啊、哦，要讲讲美国的真人秀，屁股很大的真人秀明星，还要讲讲最近啊、最近有好多美国大片 blockbuster 上映了啊、mm-hmm. 要讲讲这些电影啊，还有这些电影演员的名字到底怎么念？Etc. Etc. 好，前面讲了那么多，切入主题，先从屁股开始说，好不好
？Yeah, start with the butt.
Start with the butt. 所以在英语里面，屁股有不同的说法，是吧？比较文明的是 butt.
But that's the standard one. But usually when we're talking about pop culture, we like to say ass.
Ass, okay.
So ass is a little bit
有点 crass, 有点那个粗鲁了。
Don't say it in polite company.
所以 butt, B-U-T-T, comes from the word buttocks.
Mm-hmm.
Buttocks 就是英语里面臀部啊，这个对应最最文明的一个说法，短一点的可以叫 butt， 然后呢，在这个口语一点儿，你可以叫 ass ass。
And if you want to be extremely polite, you can say behind or bottom.
Behind or bottom， 后面或者底部。Mm-hmm. 但一般口语里面好像 butt 和 ass 用的比较多一点啊。Yeah. 那美国呢有一个真人秀的明星卡戴珊啊、有一些喜欢 NBA 的朋友会知道他，因为他的前夫 Chris Humphries 啊、mm-hmm. 是一个 NBA 的球星，现在的老公是坎爷 Kanye West。那这个女的呢，就是美国很有名的一个真人秀的明星，他和他的一家人卡戴珊家族啊 ，Kim Kardashian and the Kardashian family， 在美国，大家每个人在骂他们，但是 you can't get enough of her and
yeah,
her family.
We love those trashy American celebrities.
就美国的真人秀真的像我们真人秀还是很主，就是很正能量的啊，什么中国好声音啊什么的。但美国的真人秀好像就是负能量满满，都是 negative energy.、
Mm-hmm.
就 Jason 说的，大家爱看这些真人秀都是要看这个人 very messed up， 一边骂他、mm-hmm. 就是说哦他怎么那么傻，然后怎么那么蠢。怎么那么胖？一边骂一边看。
Yeah.
然后这些真人秀的明星，你刚刚说都很 trashy， trash 或者 trashy 就是垃圾的意思，
mm-hmm.
对吧？就他们可能说都是什么人渣嘛，那种也没有那么厉害，反正就是说都是。就是不怎么样的人，但是呢，都演真人秀，然后成为大明星 ，and make a ton of money.
A ton of money, yeah, because people like watching these people. You know, they like to watch them and think, oh, well, at least I'm better than them, or at least I'm smarter than them, or at least I'm not that stupid or that shallow or that.
就看这些很负能量的真人秀，就是对自己的生活是一种安慰，就说还好我不是那样的，是吧？然后这个 Kim Kardashian， 美国真人秀文化的代表呢，她就是她这个身材啊，让就是你们说的 hourglass figure， 就是一个沙漏的那个身材，腰比较细，但是这个 breasts 啊、boobs 胸部和她的这个 ass 都是非常非常的大，特别是她的 ass，、
嗯、
对吧？然后呢 ，Jason， 你们在美国真的觉得那么大的屁股很性感吗
？A lot of people do, not everyone, but a lot of people.
对
do.
，a lot of people， 我觉得和中国很不一样。我们下次今天我们说美国会讲讲这个审美观啊。Anyway， 很多人也会想说，他这个 ass 是真的还是假的
？It's not real, I don't think.
You think she's had ass implant?
Yes,
implant 就是那个里面垫过东西的啊。有些人 have breast implant， 隆胸这可以理解，但在美国确实有些人会去隆屁股 ass implant.
It's pretty common in Hollywood, I think. It's just to get people's attention.
最近这个卡戴珊就拍了一组杂志照片啊，
They're、
这个在、
crazy.
对国内其实也流传的很多，就是他就是又录前录后都录，然后呢就。There's a lot of oil, whatever.
It doesn't look
on her
real.
Body.
Honestly, it looks like Photoshop to me. A lot of it.
我们中文里面啊，现在大家经常会说这个 P 图 PS 过，在英文里面 ，if you say the photo have been PS, the P
don't understand it.
对 ，the Americans won't understand what you're saying, so you have to say the photo have been photoshopped, right? Airbrushed.
So you can say Photoshop as a verb. I photoshopped the picture, or the picture was photoshopped.
对对对。Anyway, 这个照片出来以后，所有的美国人都一直在谈论，就说哎呀，怎么拍这照片，把什么香槟酒瓶放在屁股上，就屁股当桌子用。然后 anyway, it was very, everyone was talking about it, right?、Mm-hmm.卡戴珊就是这样啊，就是当人家有点遗忘她的时候，她就会 do something shocking and get everyone talking about her again.
And that's what her career has always been about. It started with a sex tape.
她最以前也是有什么性爱录影带，对吧？
Yeah, and so since then, everything that she does, at least from my opinion, is always done to get people's attention. So for example, her marriage with Kanye, I don't think they're actually in love. I think it's more of a business marriage.
就是一个商业的联姻是吗、yeah. 但我觉得他们女儿好可爱哦
No, the baby's really cute,
对、
for sure.
女儿好可爱而且他们给她起了一个名字叫 Northwest
So silly
Kanye West 姓西边 West 给她起个名字叫北边 North Baby North But she's really cute Anyway, 你们这个美国、Trashy 就是很垃圾的真人秀文化除了有这个卡戴珊家族还有一个叫 Honey Boo Boo 对吧、mm-hmm. Honey Boo Boo 这个真人秀就是讲的美国南方的一个家庭我们前几集口音节目讲美国 Southern Accent
And their accent is
非常厉害
Really, it's hard for Americans even Their accent's really thick
美国人都听不懂啊就是这一个南方的家庭就是也没有受过很高的教育、
yeah.
然后有一个女儿胖胖的很可爱然后她的妈妈们就是更胖更胖然后呢就是让她去参加一些小朋友的选美对吧、
yeah.
然后也是这个节目很红然后他们现在就是赚了很多很多钱因为好像有些红的这种真人秀的明星一集就可以赚几十万甚至上百万的美金
So they're making tons of money
对对对
off of it.
好那真人秀的文化我们粗略谈到这儿。Let's talk about something classier, 就是有格调一点。
Hopefully classier.
几部美国的大片啊。We talked about summer blockbusters, right, a few months ago, and those tend to be, you know, aiming at a younger audience,、mm-hmm. 给学生看的啦，然后就有很多这种，就是 things blow up, Transformers, 这样。那现在这个大片呢，我觉得好像比较有深度一点，
就、
yeah. 最近在放的星际穿越 Interstellar.
Yeah, so it's a big one, and it just came out in China last week, yeah?
对对对，这个 Interstellar 的导演 Christopher Nolan 之前导了一部戏，我是看了几次都没有看懂，《盗梦空间》Inception. 然后这部戏我也抱着看不懂的心情想去看一下，但这戏里有，哎呀，有一个男神，有一个女神啊。但他们俩的名字呢就是很容易念错、
yeah.
一个是去年奥斯卡的影帝Best Actor at the Oscars
So even I have no idea how to spell his last name It's so It's like M-C-O-U-G-H-Y-O-U
就你看那个拼法就不知道怎么念
so,
但是我们要告诉你他怎么念啊。
In English we say McConaughey
Matthew McConaughey、
I have no idea how to spell it But we say McConaughey
这个也有一个窍门 Macon 这个音我们应该发得出的最后那个就像你说 Hey 跟一个人 Hey 一样的对吧 McConaughey Matthew McConaughey 然后呢那个女神以前是演什么公主日记的那个安妮海瑟薇啊
So it is Anne Hathaway
Anne Hathaway 这里呢虽然我们中文翻译成安妮而且你看那个拼音是 A-N-N-EBut it's actually just Anne. It's not Annie. If it's Annie, it's A-N-N-I-E.
And sometimes in American media, you will hear people call her Annie,
Annie
as like a nickname or sort of a term of endearment.
昵称。但是如果你看到一个人的英语名字是 A-N-N-E, it should just be pronounced Anne,
yeah.
not Annie,、
mm-hmm.
Anne Hathaway. 然后里面还有什么 Jessica Chastain 这样的。
That's a really, really good cast.
Cast 卡斯、啊、演员阵容非常的强大那另外还有一部呢就是刚当妈妈的这个好莱坞 sex symbol 也是性感女神Lucy 超体的对吧这个斯嘉丽约翰森、啊、她的这个名字特别是这个姓也是很多人不知所措 So how should we pronounce her name?
So her first name we all know it's Scarlett but her last name is Johanson
Johansson, 不是 Johansson or Johansson, 就是 Johansson,、Scarlett Johansson, Scarlet, it's such a beautiful name because it's the color, right?
Yeah, it's a very deep red color.
Yeah, intense red. 斯嘉丽其实是一种血红色啊，很漂亮的一个颜色。Scarlett Johansson. Have you seen any of these two movies?
I haven't seen either of them yet. I want to see Interstellar soon, maybe sometime this week. I tried to see it last night, but all the seats were taken already, so it's going to happen this week.
So these are all sci-fi, right? Sci-fi flicks. That's 科幻片
short for science fiction. But it's also, you know, sort of sci-fi, action...Adventure.
对对对，而且他们是比较有思想的这种sci-fi movie, right? They have a lot of substance, 啊、
yeah.
很有思想，很有内容，我们可以说 substance, 有内涵的。那另外一部 movie, not so much substance, 就是那个忍者神龟 Teenage Ninja Turtles.
So that is just an action movie.
Just an action flick, 啊、You know, I grew up watching 这个忍者神龟的动画片。So, 动画片你们叫什么 ?Anime? Cartoon?
We just say cartoon.
Cartoon, 啊、这个 cartoon 好像是有一个日本玩具公司。他们说哎呦我们这造出这些什么忍者神龟我们想在美国卖。然后就到美国去找那个什么consulting 啊然后 ad agency 给他们一些 idea, how do we market and sell it? 然后美国人一看说长得奇奇怪怪的乌龟美国人也不太知道什么是 Ninja 你们卖肯定没人买所以呢先投资做个动画片 Familiarize people with the concept and then people will love it and they're gonna want to buy the toys 所以呢就会有这个 Ninja Turtle 的动画片
And they made it very American by you know they eat pizza all the time they live in New York and they skateboard and things like that
好酷哦有一些美国文化的元素啊所以呢 Ninja 是 日语嘛对不对、Jason 日语也很好但是就是英语里面很多就直接把日语拿过来当外来语了、Turtle 就是乌龟、啊 所以 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle
So they're mutant which means that they were originally a normal turtle and then theySome
mutated,
some radioactive something touched them and they turned into these weird human turtle monsters.
对对对 ,mutant 或者刚刚我们说的 mutate 就是基因变异了啊然后就变成这种忍者神龟了。好那这几部大片然后啊这个戏里当然有一个又有一个 smoking bang 的一个女生就是 Megan Fox.
Yes, of course, and she's in most of...Michael Bay's films these days,
对
right?
他是 Megan 还是 Megan?
Megan.
Megan, 啊 Megan. 这个发音大家也记住一下 Megan. 好那今天呢我们讲了一些 American pop culture, 最近的明星最近的电影。那很轻松的一集节目希望大家会喜欢也要 check out our new video shows. 刚刚我们形容 Megan Fox 说她 smoking, banging. 最近我们有一集 Real Deal English 的视频就是讲Top 5 sexy words in English.
Yeah, so make sure to go online and check it out.
对 besides sexy, 还有什么词可以说大家都可以看一下啊。那 that's it from us, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
See you guys.